This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
From the 913 random question, Drew says he could break 100 at Augusta. Highly doubtful in parentheses. Who scores the best at Augusta, Drew or Dusty? Let's make a bet at a local neutral course, and they play a round against each other.
I'll be honest with you, Drew would beat me.
He would?
Nine times out of ten.
I was going to say, you no question.
Let's go, Dusty. Come on.
I mean, I would give it my all. He's a lower handicap than I am. So, like, if you want to get really into logistics of it, I would be needing to be given a few strokes on each side of the course. So he'd probably have to give me two a side.
Okay. What if Bob caddied for you?
I mean, I would love it because Bob would just have my bag full of surf sides. If I hit a one, if I hit a shank, he'd be like, here.
I mean, I wouldn't have them. I'd be drinking them.
Yeah. I'm like, where you at, Bob? I'm over here.
Got a surf side in the cart, Dusty.
Yeah. Cole Haan is the shoe you're looking
for.
Yeah,
that's what I was looking for.
There you go.
Masters prices this year are crazy. Ticket-wise, if you could get them on the secondary market. Yesterday's opening round was up 21% from a year ago.
Like
average ticket price on the opening round was $2,909 to get in. Sunday's final round is up 33%.
Mm. Why?
$2,613 to get in on the secondary market. Last year, it was $1,960 to get in. Why the big jump this year?
That's what I'm saying.
I got a friend down there in Augusta that I met a couple weeks ago at spring training, just randomly, right? And he goes, yeah, I got a house down there. One of these companies rents my house out for the week just to use the kitchen because they rent out the entire block, right? He makes his money on this. And he says, you can still find typical Wednesday tickets, like $500 from locals if you go down there. Wow, the typical local for a day is $1,800 to get on there during the Thursday, Friday, or Saturday if you buy it from one of the locals, man.
Yeah, tough. I'll watch it from my TV.
Wow.
Brutal. Let's get into Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles, so zero troubles. Take it away, Bob.
All right, you want me to start with this one? This comes from the state of Missouri.
Oh.
I'd say state of Kansas.
Well, that too. I mean, everybody's Richard of the Week is anybody trying to stop gambling in Kansas. Y'all suck. Here's what.
Not my state.
That's your state now?
Missouri is.
Oh, Missouri. No, they're not. So a Missouri woman was accused of trading her foster child for an exotic monkey.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
So she adopted a
child.
Did I stutter?
A Missouri woman was accused of trading her foster child for an exotic monkey. She's been arrested. Brenda Ruth Deutsch, 70, of Lincoln County, wherever the hell that is, was arrested on three felony counts of neglect, child abuse, and child endangering stemming from the initial allegations of a missing child who was later located in Texas. Lincoln County Prosecutor Mike Wood not the former Royals pitcher, I don't think, told NBC News in a phone call Wednesday that Deutsch, who he said has fostered more than 200 children for about 15 to 20 years, is also being investigated in connection with allegations that she traded the child for a monkey. At least two witnesses have come forward with information regarding the transportation of the monkey back to Missouri after the child was delivered. But we will have to further investigate whether that was actually a trade for the child or if it was something that does not rise to the level of any type of trafficking. An attorney for Deutsch was not listed in court documents. Before Deutsch's arrest, 200 or more hotline calls were made to the Missouri Department of Social Services Children's Division, the state Child Protective Service agencies, about activities in Deutsch's home. The Department of Social Services did not immediately reply to a request for comment. Between September 22 and January, Deutsch struck the child in the face, which resulted in bleeding. A complaint filed Monday alleges the child's age is unclear.
Yikes.
Didn't need that on my Friday.
We've talked about a lot of bad trades this week. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mac, you have a Richard of the Week come.
This woman traded a child for a monkey.
Yeah.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
No, I don't think exotic animals should be pets. We had a person come into Jack Stack one night and she had a service monkey.
You'd be surprised how many people have monkeys. There was somebody walking in Arizona carrying a monkey.
Wow.
Carlos Beltran had a monkey.
Just stupid. Yeah, service monkey in a restaurant. It's like walking around grabbing onion rings off tables.
God, that is asinine.
Spitting, you gotta draw the line. Somebody service monkeys. Water,
and she had like this fake card, and she's like, it's a service monkey. I have state like legalization. No, we're like, that's not real.
No.
I have a fake card that says I can have this peacock walk around with me.
I have a medicinal card. Doesn't mean I'm smoking a J in the restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do this. I have a card.
Yeah, service monkey. I just don't think exotic animals should be pets.
I'm with you. The service monkeys and the service squirrels and, you know, the animal that you pet because you're nervous on a plane and all that kind of crap.
It's a service pet.
Okay. Well, that service pet is clearly not trained because it's eating onion rings off table 43.
Yeah, be honest about your service pets.
Go ahead, Mac. Take it away.
Mine goes back to the beginning of the week when Florida won the national championship. There was a reporter for the school that she went viral a couple weeks ago. She's a beautiful blonde girl that goes to Florida, and that's her beat. She covers the men's basketball team. She interviewed one of their players, kind of went viral because they were kind of making goo-goo eyes at each other. She makes a selfie video of them winning the national championship. 10 seconds, clock's winding down. She has a selfie video, kind of like a reaction video. Mm-hmm. She's covered this team all year, probably her whole education. They win the national championship. As you guys know, in the press, you're not allowed to have a reaction. She has a little subtle gasp or something, like kind of like, we just won the national championship. You know, maybe even a smile.
And she's a student.
God forbid, touched her face. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then now all of these reporters, some of which were at the game, some of which not, coming out on Twitter. This is terrible. This can't be in sports media. This is a huge problem. Just being total D's, man. It's like, this is a student who watched her team, kids that she probably knows, has class with. And watch them win the natty. Yeah, and she's been there every game.
Those are some tough guys right there, man.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
You know what? I'm more concerned with the people who are like, you know, hardos for the media can't cheer type stuff.
It's
okay?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. The end of the day, I mean,
It's a game.
You go to that school, you're part of that team, it's a college environment. Who the hell cares? Like,
Come on.
You're the stodgy media people. Ugh, it's a big reason why I don't want to go to games anymore in the press box is because it sucks.
Turn off.
People do cheer at Chiefs games, at least when I was there, when Mahomes would make plays, people would be like, oh my God, like, how could you not? How could you not have a reaction?
Yeah, you're fake if you don't.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm the media, I have a mustard stain on my shirt, and I have to write this article that nobody's going to read in a paper that nobody subscribes to.
Exactly. No, F that. This is a 21-year-old girl who's having the time of her life.
Well, I know you guys are media, you're all chiefed out. I figured I'd just cut you in line.
That guy was a douche. Did we ever tell that story on the air? Because
did.
That happened on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that story.
You guys are all
And then we
out.
Lost the game, and like I've totally forgot about that until right now. So we're in line in New Orleans to pick up our passes for the game, which is Friday. That's how you do it, right? Nobody cares.
No, it's a line that literally says media credential line. You must have a credential to just get into that line,
right.
First off.
Right. So we're in that line to get our next set of credentials for the game. They give you a week of credential, and then they give you a game credential.
And it is Friday, and we were told by our big boss that we should get all our Chiefs gear on for that day.
Right. I went and spent money and bought all kinds of new Chiefs gear so I would look nice, like professional type stuff and whatnot. So we're feeling good about all this stuff. I got my nice shirt on. And this guy just cuts in line in front of us. And I think at that point in time, I may have been wearing the captain's hat. And some,
no, you were.
Oh, for sure. Okay, I was. I maybe had the Brett Veachtown shirt on.
Probably.
Maybe was wearing some beads at this point in time.
We were beaded out.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. We're Chiefs fans, and we happen to do a radio show. Okay? That's where we are. Mm-hmm. So we're standing in line to get our pass, and we have all our Chiefs gear on. Again, I may have had my face painted. I'm not sure. I may have had my shirt off with a big KC logo on it. Not quite sure. So this guy cuts in line. And I'm like, where do you think you're going? Because at this point of the time, it's Friday. I'm on edge, right? Okay. I've had enough of the week. I'm done. I'm done with people. It's time to kind of, we're getting ready to go hang out with Vip and drink and have ourselves a time and go to Sneaky Pete's and Mac and meet a new friend. And so.
Yeah, he started to creep in front of me.
Right. Started.
And I was like, are you all right? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And the guy's like, well, this is for media. You're all chiefed out. I go, yeah, we are media. We have the pass. What's your point? Well, I just you didn't,
I just didn't expect it.
You're trying to cut the line. There's end no of the line, line, douche.
We don't have time to get to my Richard of the Week, but I'll make it a topic on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty. And don't forget, once again, Richard of the Week is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles. We'll get to what I think is just a Richard of the Month on the other side, plus we'll dive into the Royals series and what Vern had to say on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on, is that Steven Spector calling us? It says Steven.
Oh, Steven's calling us?
Nah, he's here, man. He was listening to our show in his office. I was nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I want to bring this up real quickly because we've got some gambling in the state of Kansas to talk about.
Has anything changed? They said they were going to vote around 9 o'clock. At least Alex said that. So.
Yeah, but then he said they got like all day to do this stuff. He's like, it's a long going process. And again, Alex will give you fine detail at 10 a.m. because he does say that it is hard to make stuff like this make sense to the average person that's not in depth with the terminology. And I get it. It is tough. But basically, Kansas is trying to get rid of sports gambling. That's in a nutshell.
It kind of feels that way. Now, I've got a friend who's a political guy going, what are they doing? I don't know that this is possible, but who knows? I mean, we'll kind of figure out what goes on as the day continues to as it continues to unfold. But Alex said they were going to gavel in around 9 o'clock and kind of see where they are, kind of reset for those who are just joining us. Wait, Kansas is getting rid of gambling?
Right. I mean, come on, man. Somebody says, I bet you would have let Kay Adams cut the media line. Absolutely.
That's how you do it if you're in a rush. And hey, but this guy
she's
was trying
much to, busier than we are.
Yeah, this guy was trying to snake in like Cody.
Yeah, and he looked like the guy that creates Bane and Poison Ivy from Batman Forever. That's what that guy looked like.
I couldn't remember. I wouldn't know that guy if he sat down with us today. That's how heated I was.
You guys were all chiefed out.
Yeah, we will be in about a half hour too. Yeah. We're going to meet Vip.
Have you been to Bourbon Street? So I want to bring this up because I did get got yesterday, but not in a way that's like terrible. They this fake website, like Talking Baseball or whatever, basically said that Zach, what's his name? Zach Hample.
Hample, yeah.
We all know who that is. For those of you that don't know who Zach Hample is, he's the Richard that goes to baseball games and doesn't sit in his own seat. He looks up like analytics to see where guys or tendencies are going to hit home runs off certain players, and then he goes and steals them from children.
Yeah, he's just an awful guy, man.
And I don't want to hear the BS like, oh, he gives baseballs to kids. He does it very seldomly and not very often, and that's not his game. He wears t-shirts with his name on it.
Yeah.
People are now starting to realize who this person is. He just had a conflict with a home run that like is now involving the game. Some people have their own opinions where he didn't reach over the wall. He still made it a controversy. He still made it an issue. This guy sucks, man. Okay. Yeah. I just want to be honest. He goes to games and tries to scout out home run balls. And then he goes where his seats aren't and then reaches over kids. He's 47. You would get absolutely roasted if you went and did this for a living.
I'm 47 years old and I don't, it's an $8 baseball.
Right. And so he goes and does this. So he'll be like, oh, Pete Alonso's going up against, I don't know, Paul Skeens. And Pete Alonso has Paul Skeens' number for whatever reason, and he tends to hit home runs to right center field. So he'll buy a cheap ticket, go down, and just camp out in right field. And I think baseball parks do need to ban this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's no fun. He's not a good dude. He does it for public gain. He's all about himself. He's not about the game or the sport. Dusty, it's his hobby. No, it's not.
No, there's a difference between, like, he's akin to the old guy, like adult man, that's standing outside of baseball stadium with a card book getting autographs of baseball players, not knowing who the baseball players are. Because I've experienced that before, where baseball players are walking in and a guy asks for an autograph. And the guy goes, tell me who I am before I sign. And right. The guy had no idea who he was. Like, people who do that kind of stuff, they're losers. There's just no other way to put it. You're a sad individual. And this guy is knocking kids down, knocking people down, trying to get every baseball that he possibly can. It's not cool. It's not unique. And it's not nice.
And I'm not a parent. I mean, I have some good views, I think, sometimes if I did have children. But if this guy were to leap over my kid and make contact with him, it would not end very well for him. I'm not saying that I'm this big badass. But if, like, you're a 47-year-old man and you're trying to steal joy from a child.
So sad.
Richard of the year.
Yeah.
This guy, get him out of here. And he's going to be more and more recognizable because he wears his little GoPro on his hat. He wears his name on his shirt. When they showed the replay, he was taking pictures of himself on the big screen.
Oh, he was?
Oh,
I missed
there's video of it. Oh, it's terrible. I'll send you the video.
Oh, this guy gets better by the minute.
And The Guys from Baseball is Dead. It actually is a fun podcast because they bring up good topics and relatable topics in baseball. They had this to say about it.
What are we doing with Zach Campbell as a society? You want to like take baseballs away from little kids and then act like you're a good guy because you give them the baseball after or whatever. Like,
not always.
You can be an annoyance to the general public at games. But when you start interfering in actual MLB games, that's when it's like, all right, what are we doing with this guy?
I mean, you seem to be very passionate about the Zach Campbell topic. I mean, I saw your socials.
I said this guy fucking sucks.
You did say that. I wanted you to say it again. On a fundamental level, I think it is weird to throw yourself or your body in front of other people experiencing the event, a baseball game, in pursuit of baseballs as a grown adult. I think that's weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Text line, definitely a Richard. Text line, he's going to get punched in the face very soon. Not a fan, but it is kind of cool he used analytics to achieve this. Yeah, it'd be cool if he did it like four or five times in like big moments. Like when everybody, like I will say this, if like Ohtani's 50th home run to go 50-50 and you're letting your child be around that's kind of up on you to be a parent. Like, you know, like I remember when Bonds was getting ready to break the home run record and like when it happened, it was like a mosh pit.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that's the case, like if me, I'm just going to be like, hey man, you know, I'm going to just like not be there. Like that's not worth it to me. And I know it's like a life changing experience to catch a baseball. That's a record setter in the sport, but this guy stealing from children, involving himself as a 47-year-old man. I mean, dude, stealing from children is not a hobby. That's a Richard move. Get this guy out of ballparks. Get his face everywhere. Like if you see this guy, do not sell him booze. He's underage. If you see this guy at a ballpark, point him out. Somebody says he's a nightmare for security because he blocks the aisle. He's man, it's annoying. Like, get over it. It's cool if you're like 25. Like if Mac was out there, and he's like, hey man, you know, if you're not married, you're single, you have a hobby, you go out there, you're like, hey, you know what? But if a ball comes in and it comes directly to me where my seat is, congratulations. But to buy a ticket and go somewhere else and try to get in people's way of the game and try to rob what could be a life-changing event for a child. Like, imagine being a 9-year-old.
And catching the home run ball or
like
whatever.
For instance,
yeah.
Let's say Bobby Witt Jr.'s up, hits a bomb to left center, and you're in the fountain seats. And then out of nowhere, here comes this loser, jumps in front of you and catches it and is like, cool. I'm sorry. I don't know how I'd handle that as a parent. It's not a good look. And I think baseball, and again, there was a fake release yesterday that I bid on. I'm sorry, because I'm passionate about this topic. And I was like, good, finally, this guy sucks. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, hey, by the way, this is fake. And then Deadspin writes an article on it.
Deadspin had the article, which I didn't know they still existed.
Barely. And Hey, man, just get him out of here.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. It's time. He's run his course now in baseball. It's time to move on and make the game better for those in attendance that are actually there to watch the game and enjoy the game and not get run over by an adult with a GoPro trying to collect an $8 baseball. So, that's kind of how I feel about that. But then you sent this video of this kid walking out of an aisle at a baseball game, you know, and this child steps, this woman wouldn't move in the front row, stepped over the woman's leg, and as she stepped over the leg, this woman kicks the child.
And
I'm like, what kind of?
You're bailing Jen out of jail if that happens. I guarantee you that. Or she's bailing you out.
Yeah, she's bailing me out because stuff's gonna go down at that point.
You
got
mad about the Cincy fans just barking at your children,
right?
Let alone making contact with your children.
Right. You first of all, wanted to get out. The woman wouldn't move. She's in the front row, so it was like there's an aisle way and then the wall. Yeah. Right. It's in the outfield. Child wanted to get out. Woman wouldn't put her legs down that were propped up on the, you know, the barrier there. Mm-hmm. So the kid stepped over, and as she stepped over, she clipped the woman who wouldn't move. Mm-hmm. And then the woman kicks the child. Like, that woman deserves to have the snot beat out of her.
And I mean, banned for the season.
And banned. Well, I would ban her for life. I mean, we just got to start doing this to people who make fools of themselves at these games. Like, and I was thinking to myself, my God, people are just the worst. And then, you know, it reminded me of being in Arizona at spring training, and some ballparks are like this. When the ball's in play, they don't let you go down the aisle. Mm-hmm. Hockey games don't allow you to go down the aisle when the puck's in play. Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, the problem is there's no stopping people from coming up the aisle, but going back down is great because if I'm sitting there trying to watch the game, and they should do this at Chiefs games too, everybody constantly getting up. Are you there to watch the game or are you there to make a beer run?
Right. Text line, proud of you. Give yourself all a day for the responses we're getting because it's unanimous. Somebody says buy good seats to a game, go to the ballpark, find this guy, offer the people he's next to your good tickets other than the guy, so that way when he's on the Jumbotron, you elbow him in the face when a home run comes his way. Talk about a bonding experience with your son from the 816. Not only going to the game, but then to see your dad knock the blank out of this moron.
Yeah, right. That would be outstanding. Yeah. How was the game? Mom, dad beat up this dork.
And then for the 785, this guy's going to get his blanking ass kicked real soon. Hey, dude. I mean...
Well, I think people are done with it, though, because, again, it was a novelty at first, but now he's interfering with people.
No doubt. No doubt. That guy, he's getting what's coming to him. There's a thing called karma, and it's the guy that plays on the Chiefs, and it's also a guy that's going to knock out this Chief. I can promise you that. Get him out of baseball.
Yeah.
Big series coming up tonight with the Cleveland Guardians. Big for multiple reasons. One, it's your divisional foe. It's the big bad wolf of the division. They've been blowing the house down of all the other teams in the Central, other than the Minnesota Twins, who have won, I think, the Central 3 of the last 6 years. Otherwise, it's been Cleveland. Also, if you have short-term memory loss, because you're a Missouri resident for also apparent reasons, Class A hit Jonathan India in the face the last time they faced each other. The Royals did not have a chance for retaliation. They do now.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy that I... you know, strive to be in my life because he's so good at his job and he's just an awesome dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is Josh Vernier, right? He's always calling me down on the Jack Caglione stuff and all that sort of thing because I'm just a fanboy and I admit it. But Vern had this to say with a caller that called in last night on his postgame show after the Royals took 3 out of 4 from the Twins. 3 out of 4 from the Twins is awesome, but we're on to Cleveland.
Who are we throwing at and who's throwing that ball when we see Cleveland?
No, I've been talking about this, thinking about this for a while. I love where your head's at, Charlie. Hunter Harvey's my choice. Ursegg can do it as well. Who do I want? Well, you hit our leadoff hitter. We're coming right back at Stephen Kwan. That's my mindset. Hey, way too early in the season to think to allow a division foe to think that they can own the inside part of the plate and there's going to be no retribution if one slips. Kwan Ramirez, that Manzardo kid, did not care for what I saw from him when they were at Kauffman Stadium, meaning he just hit the ball really well. So, listen, I know it sounds silly, it sounds barbaric, so be it. An eye for an eye. I want retribution in Cleveland. I want revenge in the Bronx. And I want to remind the Tigers that it ain't your time just yet.
So that's the foreshadowing of what the series will be, like all those things. New York knocked you out of the playoffs and they had a little scuffle at second base. Detroit, you want to let them know that you're here and you're here to stay. And Cleveland, you don't want to be pushed around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Vern. I think set the tone early. Let them know you're not here to be messed with, because we remember that 15 team, right? Yep. Chicago tried to, you know, mess around and find out what
and
happened.
And then we had Kane Holio.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I am
the great Kane Holio.
I am in favor of this because I think the Royals could gain a lot from this. One, the national perspective is going to be like, they ain't getting messed around with anymore. We saw that Woods Richardson guy or whatever his name is for the Minnesota Twins try to get cute with Kyle Isbell and MJ Melendez. That didn't work out well for him.
Right.
And look, Cleveland pitches, you know, Cleveland hosts you tonight. Chris Bubich is your pitcher on the mound with a 0.000000 ERA. I understand that, like, the umpires are going to know the situation. I'm not under a rock. I believe they will be known the situation. I'd like to know if they're – I'll keep an eye on social media tonight with Vern and Annie Rogers and all those people that are involved around the team to see if there was a verbal warning given to both benches mm-hmm. before the game. I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case. And even if that is the case, I'm still going in on Kwan or Jose Ramirez. I'm putting two seams on the hip or on the rib cage. I'm not asking for a headhunt. I'm not trying to stoop to that level. You know, they say when somebody goes low, you go high.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where I think, you know, as you had mentioned earlier, keep them thinking. Whereas I think this is one of those things where it's like, let them know, you know, maybe you do go out there and because you can't really throw an opener because then you're giving away your hand.
Yeah.
You're letting them know like, oh, well then why would Bubich not start when it's already going to be announced? But maybe if they don't give a verbal warning, or even if they do, right, you throw in. Because Vinny's comments after the game, when he was like, yeah, how do I feel? I feel like that guy got hit in the effing face, right? And I think if this is one of those things where you bring this up and you talk about what it was and how, like, it affected the team afterwards, maybe this is where Vinny is that mouthpiece to Chris Bubich. And, you know, media doesn't talk to pitchers the day of a start. That's like the rule in baseball. But maybe this is one of those things that, like, an hour before the game, Vinny goes up and says, remember what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Stand your business. Stand your ground. Do this. Let's see what happens and see how they retaliate. And don't worry, we've got everybody's back.
Well, yeah, and I think they're probably going to hit somebody. That's just kind of the way baseball works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird how things kind of work in life. And I came in this morning, and I opened up X, formerly Twitter, mm-hmm. and I saw this video. Pete Rose explains hitting to Good Morning America. I'm like, all right, I got to watch this, right? It's 30 seconds. I'll see what Pete Rose. I really thought he was going to say C-ball, hit-ball, and I was going to be like, oh, my God.
Cut it, Mac.
Right, yeah, exactly. C-ball, hit-ball. But Pete Rose got up there. He said, the first thing you have to do is not be afraid. If you're afraid that you're going to get hit, you're never going to have success. Okay, great. And then we start talking about this. I'm like, I kind of like that Pete Rose approach right there. Make these guys think that they're going to get hit, but never actually hit them. Because every batter that goes up there that doesn't get hit, that doesn't get thrown at, the next guy is going to think he's the one. And the next guy is going to think he's the one. And the next guy is going to think he's the one. And the longer it goes, the more that these guys are thinking about that instead of thinking about what the next pitch may be. Pete Rose also said, look fastball every single time. And if it's something else, then adjust. Which I think is the best advice, because that's your hit leader right there. Just look for fastball. Anything else, just adjust. It's fine. Like, okay, fine. Nobody else can do that on planet Earth, but maybe like five other people. But that was Pete Rose's advice. But I like the mental game, man, because the mental game can drive players nuts, especially in baseball. Because if you don't hit somebody today, now you got Saturday. They're going, all right, they didn't get us yesterday. Are they going to get us somebody today? And they're thinking about that. It's always what I said about the Chiefs. They're beating teams on Monday and Tuesday because they're making teams prepare for stuff that doesn't exist. They're wasting times with things that aren't out there. And they're beating these teams on Monday and Tuesday in the prep side of things. You can beat the Cleveland Indians in the mental game by just making them think that somebody's getting drilled. And when they're in the box, that's the first thought instead of what pitch is coming. So I think you can have fun with the mental game too.
And this is where like the WWE side of me comes into effect, because like, let's say that you were in a match and somebody came and interfered, hit you in the back with a steel chair and gave you a, you know, DQ because the match has been disqualified. The next night or the next episode, you better hope that that guy comes out, because the longer you wait, the less it gets to become intense and let you know that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this was Vinny's comments after Class A hit Indy in the face.
My view of it was watching him get hit in the face, and I'm still kind of collecting my thoughts on it, but he threw a pitch that he doesn't ever throw, the pitch before, which was a four-seam fastball. It was his first one of the year, and then the next pitch they you know, trying to come back up and in with the next pitch. You know, and you're, you got to get it. You're trying to let a pitch ride, and it didn't, and it hit him right in the face after almost hitting him in the face the pitch before. So
that's Vinny explaining what he felt, and you can hear that. As again, we call Vinny the mouthpiece. That's what Vernon calls him. He's that guy that's going to go to the media and say exactly what the team is feeling because he has that clout. The other thing that I think this could be an advantage of is there is no hidden secret. This offense is struggling.
Right.
Vinny Pasquantino, 178. Sal Perez, 200. Vinny, MJ Melendez, we know, 0.97. These guys aren't
hitting. Is that high now?
Yeah. These guys are not hitting.
Struggling.
And I think the one thing that you can do to maybe kickstart the tires and light some fires is go out there and be those dudes. Put one on the pocket. Put one in the rib cage. Again, not calling for headhunting, but what I'm calling for is to not be bullied. It's to not be pushed around. You want to win this division? You want to stand up to the bullies? They want to say, oh, we didn't mean to do it. I don't care. You got cute twice, and you hit a guy in the effing face. Go out there and let them know you're here and that you're not going away. Don't let the bully continue to shoulder shrug you in the hallway or pull you down by your backpack or kick you down the stairs. Put an end to it. They might be bigger and badder than you, but for one day, for one moment, you can put it to them, and that could then strike a fire on this team. And then what do you know? The Royals go out there and start hitting. The Royals start getting better and collabing as a team more and more, gelling more. And what's better than to gel early? Nothing. Because then if you go in there and you punch them in the face and you give some feedback to them that you're not going to be pushed around and you win 2 out of 3, and then you go into the Bronx and you ride high, that fear of being in New York and seeing the pinstripes and the torpedo bats and the short walls, now all of a sudden that advantage New York is a little bit slighter for them because you're getting a team in there that's ready to kick ass and take names. And that's what I think you could take advantage of tonight in Cleveland on Friday night with Chris Bubich.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you got to go in there, obviously, and let everybody know that you're not going to be messed with. But I also think I'm just a fan of the mind game, and I like Cleveland thinking I'd hit him on the last game of the season between the two, right in the side of the ear or something like that. Get him and make him think all year long and make him have to constantly go back to the drawing board. Are they going to hit us this time? Are they going to hit us this time? Are they going to hit us that time? And just make him think, because I think the power of the mind is so much better than the physical side of things. And so that's the route that I would go. I know I'm a little bit different in that one. Everybody wants to get revenge and throw at somebody and do that whole thing, but we'll see how Q handles it too. I think it's a big test in his managerial too, to see what he's going to advocate for, what he's going to allow, what he's going to suggest, what he's going to be comfortable with. We'll see how they police themselves. And sometimes the game gets policed themselves. You go up there, you hit Jose Ramirez or you hit Kwan, and then it's completely over. And then everybody can go about back to business and play baseball. And so maybe that's what happens tonight too. But it's more important to go out there and get those wins. And you don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize, especially if the umpires warn people before the game. If they do that, then all bets are off. And that really does suck, because if they warn you, then you know they're not going to throw at you. And then it's now the mental game's gone. The physical side is gone. So I hope the umpires don't get involved and start warning the dugouts before the game tonight.
5:10 start, I believe, tonight in Cleveland. That means Vern's pregame show starts at 4 o'clock. Vern's on deck show at 4 o'clock tonight here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll lighten up the mood a little bit because Gary Player said something yesterday that should make you smile and give you a good vibe.
He's not
the
only old dude doing something unbelievable. Did you see Terry Bradshaw? We'll tell you
better
about that.
Better believe it. That's a tease here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, what did Terry Bradshaw have to say?
He didn't say anything. So Terry Bradshaw is on a plane. Mm-hmm. Here we go, the airline industry yet again, right? Terry Bradshaw is 76 years old. You've seen him on Fox NFL Sundays. Mm-hmm. Flying to Pittsburgh from Dallas. Okay. One of his former teammates is going into the Steelers Hall of Fame or whatever. So he's going up there for this event.
Mm-hmm.
Plane lands in Pittsburgh. People are sitting. People are sitting. 30 minutes goes by. They can't open the door.
Mm.
Terry Bradshaw saves the day. Rip that door open to the plane and everybody got out.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
That is badass. Let's go, Terry.
Right. It says Ricky. Ricky Sayer of KBKA in Pittsburgh spoke to a traveler who credited Bradshaw for helping to force the airplane door open for passengers who were stuck on the plane for almost 30 minutes. The Steeler legend was back in town for a celebrity roast of his former teammate. The pilot announced that you can kind of hear he was chuckling as he said it, but he said, thanks to the strength of one of our passengers, we were finally able to get the door open. And I think we all knew he was alluding to Mr. Bradshaw, said the traveler. NFL legend Terry Bradshaw saved the day of a group of people stuck on a plane at Pittsburgh International Airport. Bradshaw was sitting in the first row of the flight Thursday from Dallas to Pittsburgh, and they couldn't get the door open. So Terry just said, you know what, the hell with this. Boom. Terry Bradshaw, old man strength, baby.
Let's go. Hell yes. Still got that Steeler moxie in him.
I mean, how good is that? Nobody can get off the plane and Terry Bradshaw goes, I've had enough of this, and barrels through the door.
That's incredible.
Let me show you how it's done, kids.
That's exactly.
That's awesome.
What? It's awesome.
Dude, I got my Terry Bradshaw.
I mean, you got him and Gary Player and, like, you know, who is it one under from yesterday, 71-year-old?
Oh, yeah. It's 65-year-old Freddie Couples.
Freddie Couples. Freddie Couples doing his thing out
Bradshaw,
there.
76.
76, yeah.
Way to go, man.
It's unbelievable, man.
Good for him.
Terry Bradshaw saves people on a plane. Like, nobody wants to get on a plane these days. Everybody knows how bad it sucks. And then you get stuck on the plane, and here's Terry Bradshaw.
Let me show you how they do the tush push back in the 70s. Speaking of the Masters, we'll give you one more last leaderboard update brought to you by Twin Peaks, Each Drinks Scenic Views. Your leader of the sole possession is Justin Rose. He's at -7. He's even on the day. Ludvig Åberg, he is at -4, even throughout two holes today. Bryson DeChambeau is now at -4. He's 1 under through two holes today. Corey Connors will tee off at 11:22, also at 4 under. And then Scotty Scheffler, also at 4 under. He tees off at 12:23. That's just some of the names that have moved on up above everybody else. Rory McIlroy is -1 today, so he is -1 for the tournament. Still 6 shots off the lead, as we had said earlier in the show, mm-hmm. of recent history. If you're not in the top 10 after day one, you do not win the Masters.
Yeah.
So that's why today I took a little wager and put it on Bryson DeChambeau to win the whole thing. I think that would be great for golf. I think that'd be great for the public viewing. I know a lot of people may not like him still, but he has revamped his career into a likable personality. And I think that would get a lot of people viewing the Masters to see if Bryson can do it. He would not be somebody that you would have expected going into this tournament. Maybe for a lot of people, maybe there's some of you that were like, no, dude, he's been playing good golf. That's fair. I told everybody in the studio when they were asking me who I was going to pick, I said, I don't know, man. Maybe you have Bryson in your top five finish. Right now, that's going that rate, but now he has a chance to win the whole damn thing. Would be a great story. But two of the greatest stories yesterday that I saw, now this was from the Par 3 Challenge, but this is Frankie Fleetwood, Tommy Fleetwood's son.
I love him. Him and Mac, man.
Yeah, this is such great audio from a child that gets golf.
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
One more time for those in the back, if this doesn't melt your heart.
Well, I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
It sounds fake, you know?
It's not.
I love how he says, just not reaching it this year.
Yeah.
Really the last year, my hardest.
Years to go.
And then yesterday, as I always end shows to do nice things for people, because you never know what it could do for them. Gary Player had some audio that started off as like a funny bit and turned into like a serious good quote. And it will pull on every single one of the strings of your heart, because he just, in Gary Player form, delivers one of the best things I've ever heard at the Masters.
In 1997, when Tiger Woods won the Masters, he revealed that he famously ate at Arby's every single night. I was wondering when the last time you had any fast food was.
Well, you don't reach 90 as I do if you eat a bunch of crap, I can tell you that. But that's your choice. You know, everybody has a choice. I want to live to 100 because I love people, I love golf, I just love life. I've got a young girlfriend who changed my life. What? How about that at 90, finding a girlfriend? Tom's not as old as me, but he's also found a new one. And and I'll tell you what, guys, you all, what if you or your wife are going to die? What if you're going to die? One of the spouses is going to die. And it's not the end of life. And so many people, that does happen, and they get so disheartened that they don't think they should continue life. The greatest gift bestowed upon a man or woman is life. And so my ambition is to reach 100. So I went to India and I met a gerontologist, and he gave me 11 things to work on, which I adhere to. And so I might drop dead tomorrow, but I'm giving it a hell of a try.
Did he list the 11 things or not?
No, but he said he's could drop dead tomorrow, but he's going to give it a hell of a try.
Hey, he's reached 90. He's I mean, that how great was that, right?
Awesome.
How awesome was listening to 90-year-old Gary Player going, I've never eaten at fast food, but I got a young girlfriend. Let me tell you about her. I'm going to outlast her. That's awesome, man. I love it. Gary Player is awesome.
Good dude.
It's a good perspective.
Yeah,
it
for
is,
sure.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that struggle with that when they lose their life partner.
For
and
sure.
then it's like, well, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know, you might lose your job, or you might, you know, something catastrophic happens mm-hmm. in your life. You could just burrow away and call it a day and just pout and moan and you know, just mourn
why
and all
me
that.
And right. Yeah.
Or what you could do is you say, you know, what would my other person do in this situation? What would they think of me of this person? And cherish life. You know, we've lost a lot of cool people mm-hmm. of recency here. And I know for a fact that most of them, if not all of them, would be like, don't cry about me being gone. Go do your job. Go be your person. As someone who lost their mother, I could have crippled away and never done this in my life. But I know that she would have cussed me out. And I know somewhere above, she's looking down on me today going, damn it, son, you did exactly what you wanted to do. So it gets everybody differently.
Yeah.
And when Gary Player said that yesterday, I cried because I was like, you know what? This speaks to me. This speaks to my stepdad. This speaks to other people that have lost loved ones and people in their life. And man, it's tough, but it's even tougher on you if you just burrow away because that's not what they want. They want you to keep going.
Gary Player, man, I'll tell you, he should be everybody's idol right now. I mean, living to 90 and looking like that, he looks better than most 40-year-olds, you know?
Legitimately,
and
yeah.
that's not being hyperbolic or anything like that. I mean,
it's fantastic.
I look at a lot of folks, I'm like, dang, you ain't going to make 50. Gary Player's at 90, and like, how did you do it? Like, my friend Ralph called me yesterday, and he goes, it's been 6 months since I had my last physical. He goes, I'm down 20 pounds, I'm off cholesterol meds and all this stuff. I go, what would you do? He goes, diet and exercise, that's it. That's all it's about, right? Like, you can take control of your life with diet and exercise. You can change everything by what you eat and how you exercise and how you treat your body. And Gary Player's living to 90. He's going to make it to 100.
Celebrate life and do it with other people, and you can do it very easily. You can go do a nice thing for somebody today because you never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The two, Alex will give you all of the Kansas gambling updates you need here on 96.5 The Fan. Talk to you on Monday.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.